Scripture message this morning comes from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 33, verses 14 through 16. It can be found in your pew Bible on page 1232. Hear these words from the prophet Jeremiah. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. In those days and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved and Jerusalem will live in safety. And this is the name by which it will be called: the Lord is our righteousness. Our gospel lesson this morning comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 21, verses 25 through 36. It can be found in your pew Bible on page 1,636.
What are these people doing? You know, are they listening to this? They hear, you know.
There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on the earth, distress among nations, confused by the roaring of the seas and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now, when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Then he told them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness, and the worries of this life and that day does not catch you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon all who live on the face of the whole world. Be alert at all times, praying that you might have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man. This is the word of the Lord. Let us pray. We do not live by bread alone. Let the heavenly food of this scripture that we heard nourish us today. Help us to live and learn through Christ Jesus. It is in your holy name we pray. Amen. We were awoken this morning to screams in our house, "There's snow! There's snow!" You see, not only is there snow appropriately on the ground this morning, but we've officially entered the holiday seasons. And this is one of two of my favorite times of year. Purple happens to be my favorite color, and it's Advent, which is the color of purple. You see, we are all starting our journey together, journeying toward the manger where we soon will lay Christ. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. It's so easy to get wrapped up in all of the to-dos, isn't it? In all that has to be done, that must be done. I use must be done. Because truthfully, none of it has to get done, and Christ is still going to come. Right? Us type A personalities do not like to hear that. You see, our house is decorated for Christmas. Our trees are up. The lights are on the front of the house. The music has been playing. The presents have started to get purchased. But we have to remember, as you heard me tell the children, none of that is really what matters. We like to think so, though, don't we? You see, we make ourselves sometimes so incredibly busy this time of year that we forget why we're even bothering. You see, this is a time of preparing ourselves. Not just preparing our homes or preparing our gifts or our Christmas cards, but preparing ourselves and expecting the birth of Christ. For four Sundays, we focus on our Advent journey. We light the candles, and we'll lead up to the middle Christ candle. And we'll think of hope and joy and love and peace. And sometimes the dichotomy of Advent and our world don't quite line up, do they? You see, for the last almost 2 years now, hope, love, peace, and joy have been sometimes a little hard to find, haven't they? Through a pandemic, we've all carried on. Through the death of many we loved, we all carry on. And into another Advent season, we all carry on. So today we're going to focus on hope. But what does it really mean? So I turned to my dear friend Merriam-Webster to look in the dictionary, as I was taught as a child, to find out what something meant, and here's what it had to say. Hope is to cherish a desire with anticipation. So what is it, friends, that we desire? What is it that we desire? Our Jeremiah passage today reminds us that the days are coming that God will fulfill the promise which was made to Israel. The promise of justice and righteousness is coming. The people of Israel had both a king and a priest, one for justice and one for righteousness. But we have Jesus, and Jesus is not just our king and our priest, but Jesus is also our prophet. Jesus encompasses everything that we need. We are sitting and waiting in anticipation for his arrival. Let's face it, the world that we live in is not an easy one. And often it is easy to feel hopeless in the middle of the chaos. And often we just simply don't know what to do. You see, we continue to have natural disasters. We continue to have the poor living right among us. We continue to have a pandemic that doesn't seem like it's ever going to end. We continue to struggle in our lives. Society sends us a bit of a mixed message. You see, on the one hand, we think that we shouldn't have any hope. Oh, there's nothing there. Just indulge in what you have now. You can't take it with you when you go. Right? But yet, on the other hand, society also encourages us to put hope in earthly things, in leaders, in material items, in things that simply do not last, things that don't stand up to the time. But we, as Christians, we hold on to something different. We hold on to the hope that is found in Jesus Christ. The hope that when all of this is gone, we still have eternal life. The hope that those who have left us, we will return to one day. The hope that it's going to be okay in the midst of the chaos. You see, God delivered a king, a priest, and a prophet in the birth of Christ. But God did so in a way that nobody expected. In an unwed mother, born in a barn. Tiny baby. In quietly came our Savior. Now, when we think of a nativity set, remember with me all of the little pieces. In my house, those pieces constantly move because the children are constantly moving them around. Now, You have your camels and your wise men and Mary and Joseph and the livestock. But guess who's not there yet? Who's not there yet? Jesus isn't there yet, is he? Because we're waiting. We're anticipating his arrival in hope. I don't ever claim to be the most patient person in the world. And so sometimes it's hard, isn't it? Waiting. Christmas morning has always been my favorite, and my dad will tell you, and now so will Bill, that I am up usually 4:30, 5 o'clock on Christmas morning. I have vowed not to wake my children up now that I'm an adult. But I'm that person because I just get so, there's something so magical about it. The Christmas lights, the coffee that you can smell brewing, the pigs in a blanket in the oven, or whatever you all have for Christmas morning breakfast. There's only one day a year. But the point isn't the breakfast or the coffee or the children or the tree or the lights. The point is that we are celebrating Christ. You see, the beauty about God and the promises of God are that we will always be provided for. But sometimes it doesn't look like what we thought it would. And that's okay. That's okay. We just have to adapt and trust that God has our best interest in mind and have hope that God knows what God's doing. You see, one of the pieces of symbolism that we even have right here in the Advent wreath. Wreaths are a beautiful symbol of God and the circle that is our lectionary calendar. We do this every year, don't we? We go through Advent every year. But it's part of the journey. And every year we need to remember why we're doing it. It's not just tradition. It is a living, breathing part of our spirituality. And Jesus desires for us to take notice, to pause, to prepare. The end of our Luke passage speaks about being on guard and being alert to stand before the Son of Man. Just as we're preparing ourselves for the return of Jesus for Advent, we also have to prepare ourselves for the return of Jesus in the end. It's important to have our lives focused because we never know when our time is going to be here. We never know when it's up. And we need to seek and move forward and focus our lives on Christ, not just after this season is over, but daily and daily reminding ourselves of the gorgeous gift that is found. So as we prepare for this Advent season together, as we get busier and busier and those Christmas presents haven't been wrapped and the letters haven't been written and the cards haven't been sent and the cookies still need baked, don't forget what you're doing it for. Don't forget why. You see, our hope lies in that manger. Our hope lies in the fact that God sent Jesus and Jesus again will come. And our hope lives on. So I want to invite everybody and encourage everyone. I always like to issue a challenge on Sunday mornings. So my challenge to us this week is, in the chaos, are we allowing space for Christ? In the chaos, are you allowing space for Christ? Or are you getting too wrapped up in all of the things that we think makes Christmas? I'm not saying any of those things are bad. I love them dearly. But if we allow those things to control us instead of the reason we're doing this, the reason Christ came, then it's all for naught. So, are you allowing for space for Christ this Advent season? And will you allow the hope of God to guide you each and every day as we journey toward that manger? Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, help us to have hope only in you and your Son. And Lord, we ask that you help us to prepare for Christ, that you help us to allow space in our celebrations, that we don't become too busy to remember why, and we let Christ guide us. Pray all of this in your holy name. Amen. This morning, as we remember the gifts upon which God